14. Am I my brother's keeper? Genesis 4:9. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? Matthew 12:12. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Matthew 18:12. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, whoso saveth the life of one, it shall be as if he had saved the life of all mankind. The Quran, Surah 5:32. Each year we gain a little. You have to keep a sense of proportion. Time, sir. My J.O. under instruction, candidate or third lieutenant Bearpaw, stood just outside my door. He looked and sounded awfully young, and was about as harmless as one of his scalp-hunting ancestors. Right, Jimmy. I was already in armor. We walked aft to the drop room. I said as we went, "One word, Jimmy. Stick with me and keep out of my way. Have fun and use up your ammo. If by any chance I buy it, you're the boss, but if you're smart, you'll let your platoon sergeant call the signals." "Yes, sir." As we came in, the platoon sergeant called them to attention and saluted. I returned it and said, "At ease," and started down the first section, while Jimmy looked over the second. Then I inspected the second section, too, checking everything on every man. My platoon sergeant is much more careful than I am, so I didn't find anything. I never do. But it makes the men feel better if their old man scrutinizes everything. Besides, it's my job. Then I stepped out in the middle. "Another bug hunt, boys. This one is a little different, as you know. Since they still hold prisoners of ours, we can't use a Nova bomb on Clenda Thu. So this time we go down, stand on it, hold it, take it away from them. The boat won't be down to retrieve us. Instead, it'll fetch more ammo and rations. If you're taken prisoner, keep your chin up and follow the rules, because you've got the whole outfit behind you. You've got the whole Federation behind you. We'll come and get you. That's what the boys from the Swamp Fox and the Montgomery have been depending on. Those who are still alive are waiting, knowing that we will show up. And here we are. Now we go get 'em. Don't forget that we'll have help all around, lots of help above us. All we have to worry about is our one little piece, just the way we rehearsed it. One last thing. I had a letter from Captain Jalal just before we left. He says that his new legs work fine, but he also told me to tell you that he's got you in mind, and he expects your names to shine. And so do I. 5 minutes for the Padre. I felt myself beginning to shake. It was a relief when I could call them to attention again and add, "By sections, port and starboard. Prepare for drop." I was all right then, while I inspected each man into his cocoon down one side, with Jimmy and the platoon sergeant taking the other. Then we buttoned Jimmy into number 3 centerline capsule. Once his face was covered up, the shakes really hit me. My platoon sergeant put his arm around my armored shoulders. "Just like a drill, son." "I know, Father." I stopped shaking at once. "It's the waiting, that's all." "I know. 4 minutes. Shall we get buttoned up, sir?" "Right away, Father." I gave him a quick hug, let the Navy drop crew seal us in. The shakes didn't start up again. Shortly, I was able to report, "Bridge, Rico's Roughnecks. Ready for drop." 31 seconds, Lieutenant," she added. "Good luck, boys. This time we take 'em." "Right, Captain." Check. Now some music while you wait. She switched it on. To the everlasting glory of the infantry. A historical note. Young, Roger W., Private, 148th Infantry, 37th Infantry Division, the Ohio Buckeyes. Born Tiffin, Ohio, 28 April, 1918. Died 31 July, 1943, on the island, New Georgia, Solomons, South Pacific, while single-handedly attacking and destroying an enemy machine gun pillbox. His platoon had been pinned down by intense fire from this pillbox. Private Young was wounded in the first burst. He crawled toward the pillbox, was wounded a second time, but continued to advance, firing his rifle as he did so. He closed on the pillbox, attacked and destroyed it with hand grenades, but in so doing he was wounded a third time and killed. His bold and gallant action in the face of overwhelming odds enabled his teammates to escape without loss. He was awarded posthumously the Medal of Honor. This concludes the reading of Starship Troopers by Robert A. Heinlein. This book was read by Lloyd James. If you would like to obtain a mail-order catalog or additional information about our growing line of audiobooks, write Blackstone Audiobooks, P.O. Box 969, Ashland, Oregon, zip code 97520, or call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. Thank you.